From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It has been a day of heated debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate. The question whether Condoleezza Rice should be confirmed as Secretary of State. As in last week's hearings before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, today's debate centered on the war in Iraq and Rice's role in making the case for it. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Republicans have been frustrated that rather than allowing Condoleezza Rice to be confirmed and sworn in on the day of President Bush's inauguration, Democrats delayed her confirmation vote so they could air their concerns about her record. Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist sought to shore up Rice's nomination this morning on the Senate floor.
I want to be the first on this floor on this day to honor Condoleezza Rice with our expression of strong support. She's an outstanding choice, and the American people are fortunate to have a public servant of her talent and her intellect.
Another Republican, Wyoming's Craig Thomas, declared it would be fine if today's debate were just about what he called Rice's impressive qualifications to be Secretary of State.
Instead, to some extent, we've chosen to return this time the honored tradition of trying to score political points by distorting the record of the president's decision to use force in Iraq.
And the president's decision to use force in Iraq was indeed on trial today. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy said Rice's nomination had to be considered in light of what he called catastrophic failure in Iraq.
There was no reason to go to war in Iraq when we did, the way we did, and for the false reasons we were given. As a principal architect of our failed policy, Dr. Rice is the wrong choice for Secretary of State.
Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton bitterly told of being briefed privately by Rice at the White House before the Senate vote on authorizing the use of force in Iraq. Dayton said most of what Rice told him proved to be simply wrong.
I don't like to impugn anyone's integrity, but I really don't like being lied to repeatedly, flagrantly, intentionally. It's wrong, it's undemocratic, it's un-American, and it's dangerous.
Democrats questioned not only Rice's strong support for the war, but also her role as national security advisor on whose watch the 9/11 attacks occurred and as an author of the Bush administration's policy of preemptive war. Here's West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd.
She has a record, and the record is there for us to judge. There remain too many unanswered questions about Dr. Rice's failure to protect our country before the tragic attacks of September 11, her public efforts to politicize intelligence, and her often stated allegiance to the doctrine of preemption.
Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison came to Rice's defense.
She is up to this challenge. I have every faith in her, and I hope our colleagues will look to the future, will look to what she can do, will not rehash things in the past for which she was not responsible, but will give her this opportunity to represent our country.
It wasn't only Republicans who defended Rice's nomination. Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman, who co-sponsored the Iraq War resolution, urged his fellow Democrats to close ranks behind the president's choice for Secretary of State.
Partisanship should end at the nation's shores, particularly so when our nation is engaged in a war, a global war on terrorism, a war in Iraq, in which Americans have already lost their lives.
But another Democrat who also voted for the Iraq War resolution and who's been a staunch supporter of the war effort there said he was opposing Rice. Indiana's Evan Bayh said she refused to heed warnings from both Republicans and Democrats that more U.S. troops were needed in Iraq.
We have been the authors of much of our own misery. And as a result of that, I cannot find it in my heart or in my mind to vote for a promotion of Dr. Rice. Accountability is important, Mr. President.
Other Democrats also questioned Rice being rewarded with a higher post in the administration. They faulted her refusal during confirmation hearings to rule out the use of torture by the U.S. Even as Secretary of State, she would have to certify other nations' respect for human rights. But not one senator questioned Rice's intellect, her close ties with President Bush, or her American dream story. The Senate will continue debating her nomination tomorrow morning and then vote, most likely overwhelmingly, for her confirmation as Secretary of State. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.